It is time now to talk about animals, and you may have seen an article that appeared on News 24 this morning stating that the SPCA is warning people against using live dog bait in animal fighting. According to the article, dog fighting is a growing criminal subculture that also includes illegal gambling. Now, back in March, the city of Cape Town announced the establishment of a new anti-dog fighting team. The team was built after the Cape Animal Welfare Forum engaged with the city about their concerns about organized and informal dog fighting across the province. To shed some light on the extent of this horrific practice, we're joined now by the SPCA's Belinda Abram. Belinda, as always, thanks for joining us this afternoon. How much of a problem is dog fighting in the Western Cape?
Good afternoon to you, Amy, and good afternoon to the listeners. It is a problem, Amy, unfortunately, and it's an ongoing problem. And I'm guessing, you know, the reason for this being is that a large degree of dog fighting is happening underground. And this, of course, is coupled with, even though the SPCA is getting daily tip-offs, of course, the fear associated with some kind of retribution should people come forward or talk out is another issue that we deal with.
Why is it so difficult to eliminate this culture?
I think because, obviously, to a large degree, securing evidence is a huge problem, which is why we ask people who happen to witness this or come across dog fighting in any way for them to obtain as much video evidence as they possibly can, and video evidence that includes not only the fight in progress, but the faces of the perpetrators. And then we would require people to come forward and give evidence in a way that withstands the tests of the courts. If you don't have that much information at your disposal and you don't have all those tools to present a case with, then you would be wasting the court's time to take a matter forward. So most definitely I would say the judicial system is there and very in support of prosecuting for this crime, but gathering the evidence to be able to present a case for the penalties to be imposed is difficult. We also ask people, although it sounds like a terrible thing to do, you would be, you know, doing dogs involved in fighting world a huge service by keeping remains, the bodies of dogs that have been killed in dog fighting, if you do, you know, come across that, holding those for us so that we can collect them for the purposes of evidence gathering as well.
Such a dreadful conversation to be having. We were discussing this in the newsroom earlier today, Belinda, and why does it seem that you need so much more evidence when it comes to animal cruelty than you do with humans? If a human is murdered, it's automatically investigated, yet it doesn't seem to be the case with an animal.
I think, you know, more and more cases are being seen or taken so much more seriously by you know, the prosecuting authorities. So we are feeling quite encouraged and seeing, you know, some significant progress in that regard. We just recently had a sentence of 12 months direct imprisonment suspended for 5 years for the stabbing of a dog. So these things are improving. And, you know, to a large extent, there's been insufficient case law with regards to crimes against animals. So as we progress and as we continue to fight the good fight and be the voice for animals in a court of law, the more case history is built up and the more severe the sentences will be. So at the moment, if you're found guilty of partaking in dog fighting, the sentence could be 24 months imprisonment or a fine of 80,000 rand. You'd have someone with a criminal record now and who would likely be denied ownership of any animal for a period of time that's determined by the magistrate. So, you know, the penalties are quite severe and hopefully enough to deter people. But, you know, dog fighting as a whole is just, there's so much about it that is not only just about cruelty to animals. So it has devastating effects on children who are present at those events. You've got children from an early age who are learning that cruelty to animals is not only acceptable, it's entertainment. You know, and that's so wrong. And instead of feeling empathy, kindness and compassion, children are learning that cruelty and violence is the norm. And of course, there's a lot of research out there that has shown that people who are cruel and abusive towards animals invariably treat people, especially women and children, in the same way. So in many ways, the fight against dog fighting is also the very fight for humanity. Hmm.
Belinda Abram, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. Belinda Abram of the SPCA there talking to us about the horrors of dog fighting in our province.